Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to our Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com as we try to figure out what happened Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings and look ahead to a pivotal primetime matchup against the Chicago Bears. I'm joined this week by Fox 29 sports anchor and the Eagles Radio Network sideline reporter Howard Eskin, as well as Paul Domowicz from the Philadelphia Daily News and a voter for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And Howard, I'll start with you. You were on the sidelines there at Mall of America Field on Sunday. What happened to this Eagles team?
People don't understand because I look at it differently. They played poorly in every phase of the game. The head coach did not coach very well on Sunday. It was one of his, probably maybe his worst game. But the players ultimately have to play. I'm a believer that somewhere along the way, there's a letdown. And it usually happens against a bad team. That's why teams beat teams that shouldn't beat teams. It happens all the time. And it's interesting, I was talking to Moose Johnston before the game on the pregame show on Fox, and I said, this team just doesn't have a letdown, and I can't figure out why. I think this was the letdown. Now, obviously, there's some weaknesses on this football team, but without Adrian Peterson, without Toby Gerhardt, we'll mail it in and it's going to be easy. And it obviously wasn't that easy. Then you got Matt Cassel at quarterback. I just think I think one or two of the coaches said they didn't play with enough emotion. And that's part of a letdown. So, yeah, do they have some weaknesses? But I don't believe that they were just exposed and it can be that bad. It just can't be that bad for 48 points. So I may look at it differently than Paul looks at it, but that's kind of the way I look at it. I think this team is much better than the way they played last Sunday.
Don, with your perspective, what happened Sunday?
I mean, that defense, everything that they cannot do to allow a team to do what they did, they did. I mean, they tackled poorly, they covered poorly. The pass rush was inconsistent. They couldn't get pressure on Cassel when they needed it. They allowed him to step up in the pocket, which when Matt Cassel has a good, clean pocket, he can step into his throws, and he can be a good quarterback, and he was a very good quarterback on Sunday.
Domo, looking ahead, obviously a lot of questions about the secondary from an injury standpoint. How concerned are you about the status of the secondary going against a Bears receiving core that features Brandon Marshall, who's 6'4", and Alshon Jeffrey, who's 6'3"?
If I'm Bill Davis, I'm very concerned. That's not a unit that has a lot of depth anyway. And if they don't have Brandon Boykin, their nickel corner, and they don't have their two backup safeties, Colt Anderson and Kurt Coleman on Sunday, that's a lot of manpower you're missing. So I don't know how he's going to move people around. He doesn't have people to move around, really, so that's going to be a problem. And then both of his corners on this past Sunday played horribly, both Kerry Williams and Bradley Fletcher. So, I mean, they've got to play better than they did this week. But against the two teams they're about to go up against, I mean, and the Cowboys have a horrible defense, but Tony Romo still can light up a scoreboard with the receivers he has. The next 2 weeks would really concern me if I'm Bill Davis.
Howard, how do you think the Eagles respond?
Well, I think Boykin's going to play. From what I'm being told, I think Boykin's going to play. Coleman and Anderson, I'm pretty sure, are going to be out. But Earl Wolf, he was kind of ready last week, so I'm pretty sure he's going to play. And I agree with Paul. I mean, the corners are an issue because Kerry Williams maybe played one of his poorer games. However, it all gets corrected with a pass rush, and we know that they didn't have a pass rush on Sunday. So with Cutler will turn the ball over. Cassel didn't turn it over as much because there wasn't a good enough pass rush. But if you get the pass rush, you protect the secondary, and I think that probably defensively maybe the biggest part of the game to get a pass rush so you can help your secondary, and that would create turnovers as well. So I'm worried more about the overall approach that the team's going to have. I think they'll score points. I think Nick Foles, just something about him, his attitude, and I know he'll play better. He had a poor game. His accuracy has always been, or that's been one of his greater strengths along with his making the right decisions. I don't think on the interception, he didn't make the right decision, and on his accuracy, he was poor. So I think they're going to be all right. I have no, and I only say this because I've seen it happen to teams. That was a wake-up call against Minnesota, and I think against the Bears. I feel very confident that I think they're going to win this game because of what happened last week.
Dama, what do you think, big picture, Dallas losing, obviously helping the Eagles out. Do you think that the Eagles will bounce back and this will be a wake-up call, like Howard said?
I think they'll play much better. How they defend those receivers is going to be perplexing. But, I mean, they have an off – I mean, Chicago is not very good defensively. They should be able to run on them all day. I would expect that LeSean to have a big game. So it's going to be a high-scoring game, and it's going to be close, but I think the Eagles can pull it out.
He's Paul Domich from the Philadelphia Daily News. He's Howard Eskin. You'll hear him from the sidelines this Sunday on the Eagles Radio Network, and can see him on Fox 29 as well. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you very much for joining us, and have a great Eagles Day.